Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Ed Janey, chief strategic officer for KEYW Holding Corp. The company trades on NASDAQ, and their ticker symbol is KEYW. Thanks for joining us today, Ed.
It's a pleasure.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of KEYW for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Sure. KEYW is a cybersecurity pure play, intelligence community pure play. Our company is focused on working with the U.S. intelligence community in achieving cyber superiority, and that means all aspects of mastery of cyberspace, which is all aspects of cybersecurity, the defense side, the exploitation side, the attack side as required, and also the impact side, using cyber to create decision advantage for our leadership, national leadership.
Well, great, and bring us up to speed on the proposed acquisition of Everest Technology Solutions.
Sure. Roll back slightly before that, we IPO'd on October 1st of this year. Since that time, we've announced two acquisitions. We've closed the first of those, which is Sycamore U.S. Everest, we announced last week, Everest Technology Solutions is a highly regarded solutions provider, again, to the intelligence community, about 110 people, mostly located out in Northern Virginia, supporting a variety of customers, very centrally focused on the intelligence community. They have an excellent presence at National Geospatial, among others.
Certainly, and so now you also have a certain foothold in the cybersecurity market?
That really is, we consider ourselves a pure play in that. The most interesting and challenging work and innovative work in cyber is being done by our intelligence community and by different elements of that community located in the Fort Meade, Maryland area. Majority of our staff are located and supporting agencies in the Fort Meade area. We have really been working in this area. This team has been working in this area for a number of years. We have the leadership team started KEYW in August of 2008 and came over from the Essex Corporation, which had been acquired by Northrop Grumman in January of 2007. So many of the people who had the leadership team, certainly, and many of the people who had been supporting the activities at Essex have come over and joined KEYW. And so we have a very long relationship with these customers, having worked cyber before it was the latest buzzword.
And so talk to us a little bit about talk to us a little more about some of the trends right now in your sector, Ed, and how well positioned you believe KEYW is to capitalize on them.
Unlike most of the defense budget, cyber is an area that we really are not seeing budgetary pressure. The challenges are so significant and so important to the national security that our customers and the national leadership, we believe, certainly recognizes the need to continue to spend and invest in cutting-edge solutions in cyber. And so we see, in fact, a significant growth opportunity in that space. where we're seeing defense cuts. I think you're going to see more in the more traditional services and systems areas. And that's in part in order that they can invest as they need to in cyber. Cyber is very visible. The challenges of cyber are very visible today with the headlines, whether it's WikiLeaks, whether it's Google's challenges with the Chinese government, et cetera. cyber is what we refer to as an asymmetric environment, engagement environment, meaning a small group of players can challenge a nation state or a large company if they so choose. And you see this in e-commerce, where a storefront internet shop can challenge a national chain. And in fact, in some cases, they've put some of them out of business. And so that asymmetric, where there are unequal resources competing, and in the case of national security, where nation states are dealing with cyber threats that may be other nations, or they may be small groups of individuals or teams of individuals who have a particular interest or desire to inflict damage. And so as a result, it's a very, very different world. And it's a world that has to cyber is a world that has to operate, has to be addressed very quickly. It changes. It's constantly changing. You have to constantly be reassessing how you're approaching, what you're seeing, what you're doing. And that means you have to be agile. And one of the things that we consider to be a key differentiator for us is our agility. The large system integrators have built their business model on a traditional multi-year, rather slow systems integration process. That is not responsive to the cyber challenges. We use what we call an agile systems integration approach and an agile business model that allows us to quickly redirect resources, quickly take a new tack in looking for a solution to an emerging problem, something that we may not have been seeing 6 months ago or even 2 weeks ago. And that allows us to be a strong partner with our customers in meeting those emerging challenges on a day-to-day basis.
Certainly. And so what would you say makes what else makes the company unique from some of your competitors and some of the other players in your sector?
One of the things is our capabilities. We have a very capable and experienced workforce. Our average, a lot of what we do is sell our services in order to create these solutions, and our average billing rate is about $250,000 per person. Additionally, which positions us with very senior and capable, highly skilled staff. Lots of experience bringing to the table. Additionally, the clearance levels. In order to work in our world, you have to have high-level security clearances above the top secret level or beyond that top secret level. And what we, over 80% of our staff have that clearance level. And that really differentiates us significantly with our peer group.
Certainly, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Ed, and talk a little bit about the background of the management team there.
Okay. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've done several startups. I've worked on all sides of M&A, being acquiring and advising. A majority of my career has been in information security, and most of my startups have been in that area. I've been chief strategy officer. I was chief strategy officer at Essex Corporation, and I'm chief strategy officer here at KUIW. Our CEO is an extremely experienced executive. He's a lawyer. He refers to himself as a recovering attorney. He's worked and helped advise a wide range of companies and is highly respected throughout the intelligence community as well as in Congress, in the intelligence committees and subcommittees on the Hill. He has a very extensive experience and working relationship throughout the intelligence community, throughout all parts of it. And so that's a unique reach into that community, and it allows us also to, as we look at acquisitions, that allows us to, with his resources, to very quickly assess in our diligence process whether a given company is a real player, what the customer perspective on them is, and how they might fit. And so he's a very unusual and extraordinary individual in his experience, as has been shown by what we were able to do for our investors and our stakeholders at Essex and what we're striving to do here at KUIW.
Well, good. And what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
We intend to continue acquiring strategically. We have, when we complete the Everest acquisition, which we expect to occur later this month, that will be our ninth acquisition since the founding of the company in 2008. We are not a roll-up. We are pulling together the strategic elements of a platform to support our intelligence customers. And so in terms of milestones, we certainly intend to continue our rapid growth, organic rapid growth, as well as through acquisitions. We are looking to expand and working very closely to expand our the prime contracts that we have. Those are the direct relationships with our government customers, really to continue to expand that platform. We want to be able to leverage what we do across the entire range of intelligence customers. We think that is going to help our customers, and it certainly will help the company. Today, when we close the Everest acquisition, we will be a little over 700 people. And again, over 600 of those have those clearances, those high-level clearances I was talking about.
Certainly. And when it comes to investors and the financial community, do you believe that the KEYW holding story, your message, and ultimately the company's full upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
Well, I think we're certainly working to make that the case. We now have six analysts covering us, which is a relatively young company we're very pleased with. And I work very closely with those analysts to make sure they have a good grasp of our story, of our milestones, and what we're trying to accomplish, because they're an important, a critical part of communicating with those investors. Another thing that we do is we can't describe specifically what we do on a day-to-day basis because of the national security nature of what we do. But that means we need to be very accessible to our investors and tell them as much as we can. And so we try to be very proactive in in meeting with investors on a regular basis and being at investment conferences where they can ask us questions. Also, one of the things that we've observed today, one of the big buzzwords in the investment community is cybersecurity. And in some cases, a company, I'll give you an example to the extreme, a company changing the locks on a computer room may claim they're in cyber. And
right.
So what we try to do is to help also provide access to experts who can help decode what is cyber, what is cybersecurity and cyber superiority, and make their own decisions about what part of that space they want to invest. We've developed a list of 10 questions that we recommend investors ask. Ask us, ask any company saying they're a player in cybersecurity, and we believe the answers to these questions will help investors frame their own perspective on who's relevant, what are they doing, and how does it relate to other peers.
Well, good answer, Ed. And so once again, joining us today is Ed Janey, Chief Strategic Officer for KEYW Holding Corporation. The company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is KEYW. Is currently trading at $13.99 a share. The market cap is north of $89 million. And so before we conclude, Ed, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider KEYW as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Cybersecurity, cyber superiority are a national, global challenge needing strong innovation and agility. We're a peer play in that. We believe we have our position to help solve some of those toughest problems our intelligence community has in that space, and we are assembling the team, continuing to expand the team organically as well as through acquisitions to be the a leading source of solutions for that community.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track your company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Ed, and update our investors on KEYW.
It's been a pleasure. I look forward to chatting again.